Richard Hill, first of all, many congratulations on the promotion.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. It's been hard work, a lot of emotion, a lot of soul searching at times, a lot of thought, but that's no different to anybody else that's been in the position we've been for such a long time. You know, we've been under pressure for a lot of the season. You know, at the start of the season we made favourites, so straight away there's the pressure. We're then 11 points down through no fault of our own, 11 points behind Bromley, and it's through no fault of our own, it's just because, you know, we had a half decent run in the trophy, and they've, you know, Bromley, to be fair, have won games when we haven't been playing, so they put the pressure on us. So straight away, every game, league game we're playing after that, we're having to play catch up, we're having to win the next game, coupled with the fact that everybody we play against actually wants to play well against us.
You had said that there was pressure almost to win every game, and how does it feel to sort of deliver on that?
I think you need to speak to the players about that, because it's only the character of the players that actually get you through at times. You know, I remember when we played Bath City here, and we weren't very good and we didn't play very well. And Bath City, they actually played us off the park. We went down to 10 men, and then for 10 minutes we just found something. We just found something. We had a set piece, we scored a goal, and we just found something. And when you look across a lot of the games that this season, that's what we've done. You know, there's times where we haven't played really well. And I think teams that actually do win leagues don't particularly play well. But what they do, they have a desire, and they have a character that from somewhere, somehow, they find something at the right moment to be able to win the games.
And you've moulded together a team that does exactly that.
We sat down at the start of the season, that's what I told them. I had to convince one or two players to come to the club, and I told them that we would win the league. That's what we were setting out for, and I thought if I got the players that I wanted to get, that we would win the league. Whether I convinced myself at that time or not, I don't know, you know, but I convinced them that they were coming, that you know, this is what we wanted to do, this is what we're aiming for. And to be fair, they bought into it. And I've got a group of players there that, it sounds a bit corny, but they're all in love with each other. They all enjoy each other's company. There's no cliques there. You know, we've had a couple of pre-match meals lately, and they don't care who they're sitting next to. They don't have a preference, and they all enjoy each other's company. And you know, you have to have that if you want to have a good group of players.